Okay, Shalom Rabosi, today's daf is Beit HaDaf Yud Beis. Today's shir is once again B'schus Refu Shleima for Yehoshua Chaim Ben Chani Yehudis and L'Aliyas Nishmas Temabas Meshulam Zichron Avracha, Neshama Shadav and Aliyah. Okay, so we're here on Yud Aleph from the Beis. We had just left off talking about a Mishnah, Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether you can take down these window shutters on Yontif, right? We said the merchants used to have these portable kind of shops or vending stalls or whatever. The question is, if you can take down the window and display your wares on Yontif, Beis Shammai says no, and Beis Hillel says not only can you take it down, you can even put them back. And we pointed out yesterday that's Hitir Sofa Mishun Tchivelson, right? We wanted to make sure they can put it back because otherwise, right, they wouldn't take it down in the first place, and we'd have a refrain, people refraining from Simchas Yontif. So here, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. Masnisin Deloki Aitana. Our Mishnah is against the following Tana. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Modin Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Shemesalkin is a treason Beis Yontif. That Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree that you can take down these shutters for the vending stalls on Yontif. That's right away you see how that's against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said Beis Shammai says it's usher. But either way, Rabbi Shimon also says they both agree that you are allowed to take it down, but lo nechu el lahachzir. The machlokas simply is whether you can put them back. Beis Shammai omrim mei machzirin, Beis Hillel omrim af machzirin. Okay, so you see right away, straight away, that that is against our Mishnah. But medvar mamurim, when do we have this machlokas of whether you can put it back or not? Beis sheish lahem tzir. Again, the concept, the concern here was if you put it back, right, it could be similar to bonnet, right? That you're, again, you're replacing a window in a structure, right? It's a portable structure, but so it's not going to be, obviously not going to be usher daraisa. Question is, if it was too similar to bonnet, right, and maybe that should be usher, Beis Shammai had said it was usher, and Beis Hillel says that it is mutter. So the Gemara says, b'medvar memorim. What's the case? What are we talking about over here? B'she'esh lahem tzir. That's only if these shutters have some sort of bolt or some sort of peg that kind of affixes it to the window frame. But if it's just a board, a piece of wood, kind of like just blocks up the window, it's a different idea called motor. Everybody agrees that's motor, right? That's not like binyan at all. Right? It's not affixing anything to a structure whatsoever. When do we have this machlokas? The machlokas is when there is no shutter, peg, sorry, to bolt this window in place. Avalyeshlim's here, but if there is a bolt, so then the very call also, then everybody agrees that it's elsewhere. So what's going on over here, right? Either it's a machlokas when there is a tzir, but if there's no tzir, it's mutter. And the second price says the machlokas is when there's no tzir, but if there is a tzir, everybody agrees that it's elsewhere. Samar Abai says, yeah, you're right. Actually, there are three levels. Vishayeshlim's here, min hatzad, if there is a tzir, if there are bolts on the sides, on the side is a little bit of a misnomer, right? If you have a good diagram, so it really on the sides, meaning on top and on bottom, meaning that you have on both sides there's a bolt, there's like a little peg that extends to fix the window into the frame. So then divrei kol aser, everybody agrees, even Beis Hillel agree that that's too similar to building, right? So the ein lahem tzir kol ikar, if there's no bolt, if there's no like peg to affix it into the wall, so then divrei kol motor, everybody agrees that it's motor. Ki pligi the machlokas is, says Abaye, b'sheish lahem tzir ba'ensa, when there's a peg in the middle, meaning there's only one peg on the side of the window. So mar sover gazrin and tzir ba'ensa atu tzir min atzad, Beis Shammai holds that we're going to be concerned that if you return this window with a peg on the side, you'll think, oh, all pegs are motor, and therefore you end up returning a window with a peg on top and on bottom. That's much more firm, and that's actually very similar to binyan, to bona. But mar sover and Beis Hillel holds lo gazrin. No, there is really no exerry whatsoever. So simply, the Braisa was, when it was comparing, right, when it was saying that everybody agrees or everybody else disagrees, right, it was just comparing one to the next. Meaning, just to go back for a second, right, the first Braisa had said, where is it? Right. But medvarim, b'sheish lahem tzir, meaning that the machlokas when there is a tzir, but if there's none, a divrei kol motor. Then we said if there is a tzir, a divrei kol aser. So we explained that if there is a tzir, i.e., if there are the pegs on top and on bottom, everybody agrees it's usher. And if there's no peg whatsoever, everybody agrees it's mutter. So when do we explain the machlokas? We said there's a machlokas when there is a peg, and the machlokas is when there's not a peg. So Abaye just explains that both prices are comparing the middle case, the one that you have a peg on the side in the middle, to different things. If you're comparing it to a window that has no peg, so then that's then you're talking about a window with a peg. So therefore, that's what the Braisa says, that the machlokas is when you have a peg. If you're comparing it to a window with a peg on top and on bottom, that's much more secure. So then, compared to that, there is no peg. And that's what the Braisa meant, that they said that there's a machlokas when there is no peg. But either way, says Abai, he lines it up pretty good for you, that there are three levels, and that's what the Braisa was getting at. Okay, new Mishnah now. You're not allowed to take out any of these three items, a katan, a kid, a lulav, a sefer Torah, into the Rishus HaRabim on Yantiv. Basil says that it is mutar. Rashi just points out an important point, which we'll discuss in the Gemara in a second, that kol mili delav tzorech achila. We're giving examples here in the Mishnah, right? Those are very random examples. Those are giving examples of things that are not for eating, obviously. Children, lulav, sefer Torah, right? That's not for eating. What's the relevance here? So, as we've mentioned, right, you're allowed to do malachas ocho nefesh on yontif. You're allowed to do malacha that is relevant for food. You're allowed to shacht, you're allowed to cook. That is straight up that we learned that from the psukim. Right? The pasuk says that you're allowed to do malacha for food purposes on yontif. The question is, as we'll see in a second, are you also allowed to do those same malachas? Let's say shechting or cooking or burning a fire or heating water, etc. If it's not for food purposes. So one of those malachos is going to be hotzah, right? The taking something out, right? Now, to take food, let's say, into a courtyard or into the public, right? So that's going to be mutter because of ochel nefesh. Question is, can you do hotzah for not food-related purposes? And that's what the Gemara is going to point out. That's the machlokas in the Mishnah. Tani Tana kamei Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Tana taught in front of Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Hashochet olas nedava b'yomtiv loka. If you shecht, an olas nedava, that is an optional korban ola. Now, obviously on Yontif, there were a lot of korbanos brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and a lot of those korbanos, the korban musa, for example, contained the korban ola, but that's not what we're talking about. Here you're talking about an olas nedava, an optional ola. Again, you're shechting the animal, the ola, right, an ola is completely consumed on the Mizbeach, there is no food element for the person bringing the korban, it's just a korban he felt like bringing. So if you shecht, if you do that malacha of shechting, an animal that you're not going to eat, loke, you get malchus. That is usur. Again, just as we've mentioned, the isur malacha on Shabbos and the isur malacha on Yontif are different, meaning they're the same malachos, but Shabbos is much more severe. Shabbos is an isur skila, and Yontif is just an isur lav, just an isur malchus. So if you shecht this voluntary korban, which you're not going to end up eating, so that is a malacha, that's a violation of Yontif, and you get malchus. Amar lei, so Rav Dimi bar Yitzchak bar Avdimi said, Damar lecha amani, Beis Shammai. If someone asks you, this is Beis Shammai Shita, the Amri who say, lo amrinan, meaning we don't hold, that mitok shetru hotza l'tzarech, hutranami shalol l'tzarech. We're going to say this phrase quickly, but to explain, because we're going to say it a bunch of times. Mitok shetru hotza l'tzarech, since they allowed hotza l'tzarech, meaning since they allowed hotza for the need of eating, let's say your meal is, three doors down, so to take the food from your house to the next chotzer, since they allowed, that's mutter, right, it's mutter to take the food out, since they allowed the food, carrying, right, for the purpose of food, so therefore, hutranami shalol l'tzorech, they also allowed carrying for purpose that are not necessarily related to food, like a katan, a lulav, and a sefer Torah, like the three examples listed in our Mishnah. Do we say that? Do we say this concept of mitoch, that since a malacha is mutter for food purposes, it's also mutter for non-food purposes? Beis Shammai holds lo amrinan. We don't say that, meaning that's not true. It's not true that since it's mutter for food, it's mutter for other things, it's only mutter for food-related purposes. Di Beis Hillel, because if you tell me this is Beis Hillel Shita, ha'amri, they say that, we do say this, that mitok shetra hotza l'tzorech, hutranami shalol l'tzorech. So ha'chanami, mitok shetra shechita l'tzorech, hutranami shalol l'tzorech. So since Beis Hillel holds of this concept of mitoch, that since it's mutter for food, it's mutter for other things also. Beis Hillel would say, in the case where you shechted a voluntary korban that you're not going to eat, you're also not violating yantif. That's also mutter, because since you're allowed to shecht to eat, you're also allowed to shecht for not purposes of eating. Okay, Maskevlo Rabba. Rabba says, one second. How do you know that's the machlokes in the Mishnah? Maybe the machlokes is, and just the machlokes Rashi tells us over here, but Pasha's understanding is maybe the machlokes as to whether hotza exists on yantif. Wait, Rashi already brings in Erev Chatzeros. Tosfos doesn't like that so much. It's maybe he has a gear, so he takes out the Vav. And really, the phrase should be Erev Hotza, meaning that the whole issue we're talking about is Hotza. But okay, either way, maybe the Machlokas is whether Hotza applies on Yantif or not. Right? And Mar Savar, Beishame holds Erev Hotza, the Shabbos, Erev Hotza, the Yantif. There is a concept, there is an Isser of Hotza Yantif. According to, as Beishame said, you can't take out these items on Shabbos, on Yantif, rather. But Mar Savar, Beishame holds that Erev Hotzah L'Shabbos Vein Erev Hotzah L'Yantif. There's no concept of Hotzah on Yantif K'dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, why would you get that idea? V'lo sotziu ma'asa b'vatechem b'yom HaShabbos. Right, the Pasuk, now this is a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, but still, the Pasuk says that you shouldn't take out stuff, a load from your house on Shabbos, meaning b'Shabbos in b'yantiflo. That Hotzah does not apply on Yantif. Maybe that's the machlokas in the Mishnah. It has nothing to do with this whole concept of mitoch. So Maskel Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said to Rabbi, what are you talking about? That can't be the machlokas in the Mishnah, because Ela Me'atav, if that was true, lif leguba avonim. Because what are you giving me these specific examples, very specific examples, a cotton, a lulav, a sefer Torah? If the machlokas was about carrying, so the example they would have gave is a stam rock. Why do they give you these specific examples? Now, what exactly does that mean? So Rashi, a very fascinating Rashi over here. Rashi says, if you look straight across, what's Rav Yosef's question? Meaning, so what, if they would have argued about rocks? Right, what does that tell me? Right, so look at Rashi. In Isser Hotzah, if there's no problem of Hotzah, therefore, in Isser Tiltel, then there's no problem of carrying anything. Shalom, and i.e. Muktzah. There's no problem. They should have told you that you're allowed to carry rocks. Rocks are muktzah on Yantif. If there's no issue of Hotza, right, if the whole machlokas is whether Hotza exists, then they should have told us that you're allowed to carry. They should have argued about carrying muktzah items, carrying rocks. Shalom Nesar Tilta, Allah la Hotza, Misham Hotza. Because the only reason, this is, it will mention in a second, it's not really the only reason brought down Rishonim, but says Rashi, the reason the Asr, the whole concept of muktzah is so that Hotza should not be violated. If you tell me that you're not allowed, that muktzah exists, you can't pick up a rock, can't pick up a pen on Shabbos because you may carry it outside, so why can you carry, a piece of food? Why can't you carry a fork? Why are you allowed to pick up anything in your house? Right? You may carry it outside. So afilu ala ochlam the kelim, right? What about foodstuffs? You're allowed to touch that. That's not muktzah in your house. So why is that? Mishum de inkos and gzera el tibur elam kim rov tibur yuchal lamabu. Because yeah, that's impossible. I mean, how are you going to have Shabbos without if everything? Really, Rashi says everything should be muktzah because we don't want you to carry it outside. But okay, people can't live like that. There's no way to have Shabbos like that. Right? People tibur can't deal with that. But really, says Rashi, the whole purpose of muktzah is so people don't violate hotzah. So therefore, Rav Yosef's question is, right, if you're telling me that the whole machlokas is whether Hotza exists on Shabbos, they shouldn't have argued about a muktzah item. Cotton, lulav, sefer Torah is not muktzah. Right? So it must be that there's something else going on over here, says Rav Yosef. And just to finish Rav Yosef's thought, then we'll get back to that muktzah point. Right? So since the Mishnah didn't give the example of stones, no, the question is, we're talking about Hotza that's not for the purpose of food. Right, that, and therefore, right, that's our machlokas, and as we said before, the machlokas is about mitoch, whether something that's allowed for food is also allowed for other purposes or not. So that's our machlokas. Now, just to be clear, we don't usually think of muktzah as being a safeguard for hotzah. Right? Most of us don't even think about hotzah bechlal nowadays because we have eruvim and people carry outside all the time. But just to be clear, there are other reasons given. The Rambam, for example, gives other reasons for muktzah. The most famous one is that so you may not come to use it. Klisha malach tol iser, right? You're not allowed to pick up a pen because you might write with it, etc. Other reasons the Rambam gives off the top of my head is because we don't want your hiluch, the way you conduct yourself, the way you walk, the way you carry on Shabbos to be the way you carry during the week, right? We have a concept of setting Shabbos aside from the rest of the week. So we have mimsuch, hefzuch, amedaver, vedaver, the way we speak, and what we talk about, and also the things we carry. So Rambam says that that's also one of the reasons for muktzah. But okay, either way, just to be aware, right? Rashi does bring this fascinating Rashi, that was Rav Yosef's point against Rabbah. Okay, so either way, the machlokas in our Mishnah is mitoch. Rabbi Yochanan also holds that this machlokas in the Mishnah Beisham Beis Hillel is because of mitoch. Because someone taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Hamavashal gid hanasha bechalav beyamtiv ve'achlo. Person's going out there trying to violate as many serum as he can. He takes the gid hanasha, which obviously also to eat. He cooks it in milk, right? He does it on yamtiv and he eats it. Yikes! So the Gemara says loke chamesh. He gets five malkios. Loke mishum avashal gid. Okay, you're not allowed that. The gid hanasha is aser behana as well. So you're not allowed to cook it. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, what am I saying? I mean, mivashal gid, right? Should bishul av malacha, right? Because you're cooking it. I mean, gid is usher to eat, not usher ba'ana. The basar b'chalav is usher ba'ana. Sorry, and usher to cook. Okay, mivashal gid, meaning the first thing you're chayav is for cooking, right? If you just look at Rashi, just loka mishum mivashal gid, should bishul av malacha, right? Bishul gid davar ha'asr ve'inu roi la'achila. Omid beiser, right? Lo sasa kol malacha shadol hutar el tzorech. Meaning, it says this brisa that you're going to be chayav for cooking the gid, even though cooking is mutar on yantif. You're not cooking for food purposes, and therefore it is aser. Right away, your antenna should go up and say this is beis shamay shita, because beis hillel would hold that cooking anything, right, for any purpose is mutar, because since it's mutar for eating, it's mutar also for not eating. Okay, either way, so you're chayav for cooking the gid anasha. Falokam mishum. Ochel gid, you get malchus for eating the gid anasha. Falokam mishum mivashal basar v'chalav, you get malchus for cooking basar v'chalav, which is obviously usher, right? Not allowed to cook, derive benefit, or eat basar v'chalav. Falokam mishum ochel basar v'chalav, you get malchus for eating basar v'chalav. Now, these two are not necessarily as simple. One might have thought, again, there's a big misnomer by basar v'chalav. Basar v'chalav has to be kosher meat and kosher milk. Very people think that you go into McDonald's, you get a hamburger, you get a cheeseburger, so basar b'chalav. It's not true. Not midoraisa. Basar b'chalav is kosher meat and kosher milk, and the chiddush over here, right, is that it's a gid anasha, obviously from a kosher animal, that counts as kosher meat. And that's not so posh. Anyway, either way, so we're violating basar b'chalav in two ways. You're cooking it and you're eating it. And you're also chayav for the cooking, for the firing, right? Well, not the cooking, but the firing of the fire, right? You're allowed to use fire on yantif, but this is not for eating purposes. It's for usher eating purposes, and therefore you're getting a malchus. And Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan says, puk tani levra. As the vernacular goes, get that out of here. Right? Don't teach that in the base medrash. Harva bishul eino mishana. You're not going to be chayav for havara or bishul. You're not going to be chayav for burning a fire or for cooking, because we hold like mishana. Because we hold like beisilo. That since it's mutter for cooking, it's mutter for other reasons as well. Vim tum zolono mishana. And if you're going to include it in this list, so then beishamahi. That's beishamah shita, the amri, because we said lo amrina mitok shulutra and tzarech hutranami shalol tzarech zachanami lo amrina mitok shulutra havara tzarech hutranami shalol tzarech. Because that's beisham eshita, that we don't say mitoch, since it's good for cooking, it's also mutter for other reasons. The beisel, because if it was beisel eshita, right, the kevin damri mitoch shehutra havar l'tzorech hutranami shalol l'tzorech hachanami mitoch shehutra havar l'tzorech hutranami shalol l'tzorech, right, just because if you tell me this can't be beisel eshita because they hold that mitoch exists, and if something is mutter for cooking, it is also mutter for other malachos. Now, there's a whole deal over here we're obviously not going to get into in terms of what the level of need has to be. Are you allowed to do something for no need whatsoever? Since it's mutter for cooking, you can cook it for the purpose of cooking, but do you need a purpose? Or can you just go around, striking matches? That's a discussion on the Rishonim. Pasha says you need some sort of tzorech, some sort of need for yantif. Okay, either way, for it to be mutter. Either way, but let's go by there. New Mishnah. Beishame omrim imol lichin chalal matanos lakoyin biyamtif. Beishame says you're not allowed to give chala and matanos. Matanos are literally translated as gifts. There are certain gifts that you have to give to a kohen when you shecht an animal. That's a zeroa, l'chayayim, and the keva. You have to give three parts of the animal to the kohen, regardless of being in Beis HaMikdash or whatever, right? Even in your backyard. So that's certain gifts. So Beis Shammai says you should not give chala. This is not a chala, but chala, the gift that you give for the kohen that you take from a dough. Right? You should not give that to a kohen on yantif. Whether it was separated yesterday, i.e. erev yantif, or whether it was separated on yantif. But Beis Hillel, Matzino Beis Hillel says his mother. Amrlan Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, I'll give you a proof. Gzera shava. Like, I'll give you Gzera Shava. Now, Rashi says right away that Gzera Shava, what are you talking about? Gzera Shava is connecting to Psukim and learning out of Halacha. These are Dinim D'Rabbanan. Right, this is not an issue whatsoever. Midoraisa. Right, that again, you're allowed where the dinam zerabanan of separating. What's it called? Of trumas and maisos and challah, etc. Right, in general, would be an issue of perhaps matak and manah. Right, could be midirabanan. Right, that's by trumas and maisos for sure is also midirabanan. By challah, right, again, we pointed out that challah is mutter to take on yontif because we want you to bake on yontif and have fresh bread. So if you're baking bread, you got to take challah. And same thing, we want you to shech the animal. So once you shech an animal, you got to give these matanos, these gifts to the kohen. So theoretically, it is mutter to take them. But it's not necessarily mutter to give them, and that's the discussion. I mean, that's what Beis Shammai would hold, right? It depends on obviously Beis Hillel says it's fine. Okay, so either way, so Beis Shammai is trying to prove their shita to Beis Hillel. They say Gzeir Shava, I'll give you. It's obviously not really Gzeir Shava, but he's trying to connect a couple of things. Chala matanos, right? Matana the coin, utruma matana the coin. Chala and matanos, right? And the gifts are gifts to a coin, and a truma is also a gift to a coin. Excuse me, k'shem she'in molichin as a truma, just like you can't give truma, right, again, then you're not allowed to take trumas and maizos on Shabbos, it's anyatef, it's a draban, right, you're metakin, you're fixing the, you're like, making the food edible, so kach e'in molichin as a matanos, so too, you're not allowed to give the other gifts, just because you, just like you can't give trumas and maizos, you can't give the other gifts. So Beis Hillel said back to them, no, what are you talking about? Martin, but truma she'in ezake b'ram asa, you're not allowed to separate trumas and maizos on Shabbos and anyatef. On yontif. So Tomru ben matanos, she's a zake b'ram asa? What are you going to tell me? That should teach me anything about these other gifts, the challah and the matanos from the shechita, that you are allowed to separate on yontif, so that those are not related, says Beis Hillel at all. So it seems to imply from our Mishnah, says the Gemara, that husharumo meyom v'shenishkutu meyom v'shurum me'emesh v'shenishkutu me'emesh. I mean, Beis Shammai said, if you remember the language of the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to give these the challah or the gifts from the shechita, whether they were separated today or yesterday. The Gemara assumes that means that separated yesterday means it was shechted yesterday. And separated today means it was shechted today. So Gemara says, based on that understanding, so money must listen. Who is the author of our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Lo Rabbi Yosef, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Achirim. It's the Achirim's Shita. The Tanya is Melinda Raisa. But these three Shitas, which we just mentioned, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Nechko, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Al Matanos, Shehurmo, Me Erev Yantuf. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that gifts that were these gifts from the shechita, from the shechting, from the animal, right, that were separated in Erev Yantuf, shemolichun im matanos shehurmo me'ayom, that you are allowed to bring those gifts with other gifts, a different animal that you shechted today, or that you separated today rather. V'shenishkutu me'ayom and was shechted today. Lo nechleku, says Rabbi Yehuda, the only machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is elish leholichun b'fnei atzman, is to take these gifts by themselves. Right, on their own. Beis Shammai omrim in molichin u'mesilol malichin, right, as the machlokes we had before. V'kachayu Beis Shammai danin, and this is what Beis Shammai's logic was. Chala matanos matanah l'kohen, a truma matanah l'kohen, just like chala and these gifts from the shechita are a gift for a kohen, so too is truma. K'shem she'in molichin as a truma, kachin molichin as a matanos. Just like you're not allowed to give truma, so too you're not allowed to give these other gifts. Beis Hillel said, no, lo, I'm a martin, but truma she'in is zakeh b'ar masa. What do you mean? Truma, you're not allowed to take, you're not allowed to separate. On Shabbos and Yontif, that's not going to be able to. That doesn't teach me anything about these gifts, which Chazal said you are allowed to separate on Yontif. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. That's not the Mishnah, right? He said the only nachogus is whether to take it by themselves, but they are allowed to take it together. Rabbi Yossi says, "Lo nechku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel amatanos shel melichin." Rabbi Yossi says that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel don't even disagree about the matanos that you're allowed to take to them, that the matanos from the animal. Lo nechku ela la truma. That he said, no. The machlokas is not by gifts, right? Our Mishnah has the machlokas by these gifts. The machlokas, according to Rabbi Yossi, is that they argue about truma. That Beis Shammai omer mei molichin, Beis Hillel omer molichin. That Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about that, but by challah and the other matanos, they agree that you are allowed to bring. Obviously, that's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said the machlokas is by challah and the matanos. And this is how Beis Hillel argued before Beis Shammai. Challah matanos matana l'kohen, truma matana l'kohen. Just like challah and these other gifts from the shechita go to a kohen, so to a truma is also a gift to a kohen. Just you're allowed to give the gifts, the other gifts on yontif, so too you can give the truma. Beis Shammai says, no, what do you mean? They're not comparable at all. Truma, you're not allowed to take on yontif. these other gifts, you are. So therefore, you can't learn one from the next. Finally, we get to Echirim's, the other Avanim's Shita. And this seems to parallel our Mishnah. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to take truma to a kohen. The machlokes is the matanos. The challah, the gifts from the shechita of the animal, right, that we've been mentioning in our Mishnah. Okay, that's our Mishnah. Lema Achirim Hivelo Rabbi Yehuda. That seems to be clear that our Mishnah is like the Achirim and not like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rava, Rava says, no, Rava said, again, remember, what do we assume? We assume that when the Mishnah had said you're not allowed to take gifts that were separated today or yesterday, we assume that that was a case where it was shechted today and separated today, and when it said it was separated yesterday, that it was shechted yesterday. So Rava says, no, it doesn't say that in our Mishnah. It only talks about separating. The olam, really, the case is shechitosam emesh. Really, the case is where you shechted it yesterday, and that's like Rabbi Yehuda's shita. That Rabbi Yehuda's, the machokas is right, that in the case where it was shechted yesterday, and therefore you can bring again. But again, so when Rabbi Shammai said that you're not allowed to bring the korban, the matanos, right? That's talking about animals that were shechted the day before. Right? That's how Rabbi Yehuda's lined up. So the Gemara says, okay, leave Rabbi Yehuda, Yivlar Achirin. Okay, so that's it. Oh, fine. So let's adjust that. Meaning maybe our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, Afilu Teimu Achirin. No, maybe you could still save the Achirin Shita, right, within our Mishnah. V'hanach Tenishchatu Me'emesh. Right, and really, but these that really they're also talking about an animal that was shechted yesterday. Well, Ihari and Rabbi Yehuda. Well, if that's true, so why do you have two different shitas in the Brisa? But that seems to be exactly the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says you can be nayu tefela. No, the machlokas is right. They do argue whether you can bring. Rabbi Yehuda said that you can give the gifts from an animal that was shechted yesterday with gifts that was from an animal that was shechted today. And the Achirim would disagree with that completely. Okay, the two dots here is a little bit misplaced. Let's go just a little bit further. Right, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishmuel that halach Rabbi Yossi. That actually the halach was like Rabbi Yossi, meaning that that you can even give truma. That the machlokas is by truma, and you can give truma. And obviously, because we hold like the Beis Hillel, so you can give truma on Yontif, and certainly the other two matanos that we're talking about. Rav Tovi Breid, Rav Nechemia, Haveli Garba, Dechemer, the Truma. Rav Tovi Ben Rabbi Nechemia had this a bottle of wine that was truma. And also on the committee of Yosef, and Amar Lo, he went to Rav Yosef, and he said, Mao lat muye la kohen ha'idna. Right, can I give it to the kohen today? Right, it's Yontif. It was truma. So Amar Lo, he said to him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, right, halacha Rabbi Yosef, and this is how we said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef, so sure enough, you are allowed to give the bottle of wine that is truma on Yontif. Okay, Shkoyach Gadol Rabosei, we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.